intention of asking the other man's wife later all about this Sonny Chandler. She had aroused his curiosity. And his curiosity, like all his other appetites, never went unappeased for long. However, for the moment, he was content just to watch Sonny Chandler as she circulated among the other party guests. No longer a small-town girl, she stuck out like a sore thumb. Bad comparison, he thought. Sore thumbs were unsightly. He had yet to find a single unsightly thing about this woman. Why did she leave town? He asked. His companion chuckled. You'd never believe it. Try me. Well, it was like this. In a low voice, the man began to share the juiciest piece of gossip ever to come out of Latham Green. The subject of the not-to-be-believed tale that was being recounted across the room stifled a bored yawn. The sudden burst of laughter startled her, as it did everyone else nearby. Turning, Sonny saw two men standing by the wall of windows which overlooked the golf course. The tall blonde one was wiping tears of laughter from his eyes. Probably telling each other dirty jokes, Sonny thought with distaste. These yokels didn't know how to behave in polite company. The back room at the pool hall and this formal parlor of the country club